I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A recent report ranks Pueblo as one of the worst cities in the country to live. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman says the result is based on quality of life factors like crime, the economy, and education.
The study was done by New York-based 24/7 Wall Street. Out of the 50 cities ranked, Pueblo came in 17th. Jeff Shaw, president of the Pueblo Economic Development Corporation, says the report leaves a lot to be desired.
Unfortunately, when people put those type of studies together, majority of the time, they never spend any time in the community, you know, to look at it and get a feel for what the community is really about, and I think it could do a disservice.
Shaw says Pueblo sometimes gets a bad rap despite many positives, and while the 24/7 Wall Street report lists Pueblo's violent crime rate as the highest in the state, Shaw argues the results can be skewed depending on how police departments report incidents of crime. No one from 24/7 Wall Street was available to comment on the methodology of the report. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
A sprawling forest closed because of extreme fire danger in southwestern Colorado will reopen tomorrow after getting steady rain. San Juan National Forest officials said today that up to 1.5 inches of rain fell in some parts of the 2,800-square-mile forest over the last couple of days, more than typically falls during an average June. Experts don't expect fire conditions will return to extreme classification before the expected arrival of summer monsoons. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.